Welcome back to Let's Get Local here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. We are really glad to be bringing this program to you each and every week, and glad to be joined once again by Colin Murray of Dane by Local to get the latest and the greatest from what's happening over at DBL. Colin, good morning.
Good morning, Jason. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, doing well. I got my forensics shirt on. Forensics, not for dead people. Was given this to me by when I was a volunteer coach of high school forensics, so that was a fun shirt that the kids designed and made up, and I like to display that whenever I can. Colin, what about the recent events? We got some things coming up next week that are really, really timely. Tell people what's happening with DBL and how they can engage.
Yeah, so one of the things that's running right now is our Soups On program. This has been going on since November, but we've got a current list of soups available. We have switched locations. We had to move our distribution site over to the west side, Verona area, to the Badger Prairie Needs Network area, right on the edge of Verona. But because of that, we're actually able to accommodate additional soups, additional choices, additional restaurants. So we've got some awesome choices that are out there right now from a lot of great local restaurants that you would recognize. Rookies, Teddy Wedgers, Yola's, Beef Butter Barbecue, the list goes on. And the choices of soups are from soup to nuts. Well, maybe not nuts, but you know, for all sorts of different choices out there. Gluten-free, meat-based, you know, there's all sorts of different choices. There's something there for everybody.
Colin, I had a light breakfast today, so I was glad you stopped naming restaurants. Make me hungry. You know, I think you may have just also created another soup-related event from Soup to Nuts. That could be your follow-up, perhaps, on soups. I don't know. Just putting ideas out there. That's what I like to do. Colin, so tell people a little bit more, too, about how the process works. So if they're still interested in Soups On, they have opportunities to order, they go where?
Yeah, you go to our website, danebylocal.com, and right there on the homepage, just look for the Soups On logo. Click that and it'll take you to the page that gives you all the different choices. You pay right there online through your credit card. And then when you come over and pick up your soup on Tuesday evening, 4:30 to 6, then it's just quick and easy. Just give them your name. They go grab your bag of soup and you're on your way. You don't have to get out of your car. Nice and safe for everyone. Or if you want, you can also have it delivered. So Green Cab has worked out an arrangement with us that they will deliver your soup on Tuesday afternoon. So if you want to do that, don't have to travel the Beltline if you're coming from the east side or whatever, you know, that's another option that's out there. And just one more thing on Soups On is also we have a donation option as well. And this has actually done really well for us. All of the soup at this time goes to the Badger Prairie Needs Network. They distribute it from there. We're averaging over 50 quarts of soup per week. We're up to, I think it's almost 800 quarts total that have been donated so far. So, you know, Madison, Dane County has been great, been generous as can be in trying to support others, not just getting soup for yourself, but supporting others as well.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And again, like you said, proceeds from this go to the participating restaurants in the area to help support them. And we know what a difficult year it has been for our area restaurants. Although with the weather and with some other things happening, things starting to open up a little bit, and hopefully those restaurants will be seeing the revenue come in again. Colin, what else is happening with Dane by Local? We got another event coming up next week too.
Yeah, next week Thursday is Coffee Fest. Who doesn't like coffee, right? Popular choice there for many of us. So this is anything to do with coffee-related items like bakery items and so forth will be talked about. So starting at 7:30 on Thursday morning, you get up nice and bright and early and sign into Zoom, and you can hear all sorts of different exhibitors. Normally, you'd go around from booth to booth if you were doing this in person. So we're going to do the same type of thing on Zoom, where we go from booth to booth and talk to each of the exhibitors that are represented there. I think we have 12 or 13, something like that, different exhibitors that'll each talk a little bit about what they provide, what they offer. And for the first 100 ticket holders, you also get a goodie bag. So that's included in your $10 purchase. You know, when we originally started the goodie bag option, we thought that there'd be about $50 worth of value in there. Well, as of yesterday, it's over $100 worth of value there. There's some really nice stuff in this goodie bag. It's a good goodie bag. So there's cookies, chocolate, there's a cookbook in there, all sorts of great things in there. So well worth $10. Even if you don't come to the event, just the goodie bag alone is well worth it. But yeah, we want you to come to the event as well. So again, you can go online, danebylocal.com, pay for it right up online there and enjoy the event. So yeah, by the way, we are running low on goodie bags. I think we have about 20 left at this point. So if you want a goodie bag, you need to move along on that.
Got to get in there quick. Colin, so quickly, we have about a minute left here to go. People can go to the website to get that information, to sign up to take place. Anything else with DBL that we want to make sure people know about today?
Yeah, so every Monday, we also do the Monday webinar, which is various subjects having to do with really COVID-related things that are taking place and just keeping businesses up to date. So if you have a business, this is a great thing to tune into. It's free. You can get the web link off of our website there to go to Zoom and listen to what's taking place. So we are expecting some pretty major announcements here in the next couple of weeks as far as dollars are concerned from the relief package that just was signed. So we're working on that now. So that's where that information will come. So you definitely want to be paying attention to that in the next few weeks as that develops.
Yeah, I know you've been working so hard on that too. So many applicants, so many people looking for that assistance. But Colin, I jumped ahead here. I was a minute ahead of myself. Is there anything else related to that that you can tell people right now about the funding, about the process, and when they can expect you to get through that and get checks out?
Yeah, so if you are in round two of the grant program through Dane by Local, those dollars are going out right now. And those notices are going out right now. So if you haven't heard from us, just sit tight. You know, we're trying to get everybody notified. There were about 3,000 applications. So it takes a little time to get all that out there. And no, not all the dollars have been awarded yet. There's still dollars that we need to award. So just because you haven't heard from us doesn't mean it's bad news. Don't think that, but you know, sit tight on that. The other thing I might mention is the PPP program, which is a payroll protection program through the federal government. Do not assume that you do not qualify. That's a double negative, isn't it? Please, even if you've talked about this with a banker before, the rules have changed. You should check into it again. Contact myself, contact your banker, and check into that. That's a really awesome program, and it's tens of thousands of dollars for small businesses. Wow. You got to check it out.
Wow, Colin, that's awesome. More information at danebylocal.com. We'll catch you soon. Take care, Colin.